Wednesday, singer-songwriter Steve Earle returns to Boise, playing a concert at the Egyptian Theater. The Grammy Award-winning musician has released 18 studio albums. Tom Michael spoke with the singer ahead of his performance.
Musician Steve Earle's latest album is called So You Wanna Be an Outlaw. An outlaw country is one way to describe his music, which is also called alt country, roots music, and country rock. But according to Earle,
This music that I play, I consider myself to be a folk singer, I guess, more than anything else. And first and foremost, I'm a songwriter, and that's why I make records.
He grew up outside of San Antonio, Texas, and one of the first musicians he met was Townes Van Zandt, about whom he boasted
that Townes Van Zandt was the best songwriter in the world, and I'd stand on Bob Dylan's coffee table in my cowboy boots and say that.
Earle now explains that infamous quote.
I probably never believed it literally, but I certainly believed that Townes deserved to be mentioned in the same breath as Bob Dylan. And trust me, Bob believes that too.
By the 1970s, Earle was playing gigs in the Texas Capitol, but he lacked focus.
Austin, to me, was a great place, and I've always played there. But living there, the weather was too good, and the girls were too pretty, and the dope was too cheap, and I knew I'd never get anything done in a place like that. So I went to Houston, and then I went on to Nashville.
He jump-started his career there with a string of hits in the 1980s. In the 90s, he was arrested on drug charges and learned to put away his hard-living habits.
I've been clean for 20 years, and if I hadn't gotten clean, then I would have died, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
An actor and a playwright, too, he even portrayed a recovering junkie on the HBO series The Wire. As a musician, Earle has won 3 Grammy Awards. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.